Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're going to go down the line. All right. We have Danita. She has a comment, 443 area code. Thank you, Danita, for calling in. All right.
Shalom.
Thank you for calling in. Shalom, Danita. Thank you for calling in and following and helping us throughout these years in the church. I really appreciate all your support. Please, the floor is yours.
Shalom, family, Shalom, elders. I just wanted to give my quick testimony. When everything was going, when everybody was going crazy, I can actually remember when the pandemic first started. Real quick, I just wanted to say that the roads were clear. Like you were saying, I was outside when everybody was peeking through the blinds, so they thought I was crazy.
Yeah,
and people was wearing their masks, and nobody wanted to come out. And then once everybody did, they said, "Oh, everybody can come out. Everything was safe." People were looking at me crazy because I wouldn't wear a mask. So it was like, you know, what's going on with this chick? But I'm like, you know, I was getting screamed on. You need to be back 6 feet. And it just became crazy to me because, like you said, with the whole going out to dinner and people would take their mask off, but then they would put their mask back on when they went to the bathroom, put their mask back on when they go to the bar, and then they riding in their cars with their mask on. They're alone in the car. I'm like, this is getting to be too much. But I laughed through the whole thing. Like, I mean, for me, I made a joke. I took pictures of it. My family went along with pretty much what the news was saying, and I was saying, does anybody understand what God is saying? Like, are anybody reading their Bible to understand that what God is telling us to do? And it's just like nobody was really saying that. So me and my husband, Zach, we just sat down. We was looking at everything. We was like, the real meaning behind everything with the wearing the mask, it was just like, it all felt like Mardi Gras for us. So you know how down in Louisiana, like they do the Mardi Gras, but it felt like it was just people were hiding the true understanding what the mask went. They just went with it. So it's like soon as the government said, go ahead, wear the mask, it was just like the masks were hiding the real demon within them. I put it like that.
Mm. Well, thank you, sister. Before you go, I got to go to the next call, but real quick. But sister, aren't you glad that you had the proper perspective according to God in the Bible through that time? I'm so grateful and thankful because guess what? We can talk about what's going on with the other people, but if we weren't chosen to see this, that could have very well been any of us, right?
Right.
But see, so this is where we give full credit and thank the Most High for choosing us to be able to see in such a time like this to make the right decision. Because I believe, like I said, I'm gonna place you on hold, sister. But sister, I know you're glad that that you stood firm. The elders of the church stood firm. The word stood firm. And look, we all came on the other side unscathed. So that's a testimony for all of us, knowing that things will get worse down the road. But if we stay on course, the Most High will navigate us through what's coming, as He did 2020. Right. So thank
you. That's right.
Shalom. Going down the line, when the world lost their cotton-picking minds. 423 area code. 423.
Shalom, family. It's been a long time, but I really appreciate you taking my call tonight. And the world, I mean, it's been crazy since before this pandemic, you know. So now, since the pandemic is here,
let's just call it what it is. Let's YouTube is weird with all that. Just say the plague. Just call it the plague so that the algorithm don't send bots this way. The plague. But go on.
I appreciate you. Yeah. So since after that, you know, I've seen the effects of the mental health issue, you know, like before the plague, you know, how they, with me not educating myself to be educated, have my kids not vaccinated.
We don't use the V word on here. It's just listen, please, I don't want to think you were sent to totally foil our YouTube page yet. Okay. We can call it the Joy Juice. We can call it the Jim Jones Juice. Call it the Jim Jones Juice.
Okay,
your kids didn't get the Jim Jones Juice. But go on.
Well, back in the day, I got them, you know, done because you
Jim
know,
Jones
all
Juice.
That stuff. Yeah, the Jim
all
Jones.
Right, go on.
And then when this hit, I told, 'cause I got 11, and I told them, do not take it. Well, two of them took it, you know, and I seen the effects without them even telling me that they took it. And right now I'm just, you know, I'm just thankful for the Most High, you know, because learning the truth, you know, actually I've been out here in the streets like 2 years after learning the truth because things were so hectic in my house. I was like, forget this. I've tried. I'm just out of here. You know, so since I'm out and I've had the family members take it, you know, it's like a mind control or something. You know, I don't know. I think it is because I'm still the mother hen trying to keep the 11 under my wings, but they are acting out in such a way. It's like, okay, well, just stay away from me. I'll stay away from you. You know, they want to come and they said, okay, well, I'm going to change and I'm going to do this, but it doesn't happen when they get around me. It's like a love-hate relationship. So at this point, I'm just separating myself from everybody. And if you're not being positive, I cannot do negative, you know.
Okay.
And I'm just so thankful for GOCC because if it wasn't for me learning the truth, I would still be where I was. I saw you at the Passover in 2021, and it was like I was like the lady that ran to touch the most Yeshaya's garment. I was like, Elder Ricard, you know, I was like, I'm the one who's calling in crying all the time, you know, my tears, these oceans and lakes, those are my tears. But I'm telling you, from learning the truth, I've dried them up. I still get hit below the belt sometimes, you know, and I'll cry. Okay. But it's like, no, I go to the Word. So I really appreciate you guys. And I have to apologize. I haven't really been, you know, given tithes and all that stuff because I've been out here on the streets, you know, and been helping the homeless and all that.
Sister, listen. Sister, you don't have to apologize. Whatever you can do, whenever you can do it, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Continue to support the church in every which way you can. If you don't have financial resources, that's understandable. Listen, support us with your prayers. And when the Most High bless you with something, I'm sure you will help. But at that time, don't ever feel guilty about anything like that. We support you.
I will definitely do that. I just got an apartment, and I'm really not – I don't really like where I am.
But you don't have to tell us that. You don't got to worry about that. Support us with your prayers, all right? Don't worry. Don't put your stuff out there like that.
I definitely do that.
All right.
And I'm looking to come to the Passover because I was born in Elyria, Ohio. So you guys are coming to Cleveland. I'm still kind of leery about that water situation, but I'm looking forward to coming to my second Passover. And then the academy.
Sister, I have to digress because there are a lot of people going, but I'm going to place you on hold.
I just wanted to say that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Shalom. No one have to worry about we're getting constant testing on everything. So there's no way I'm going to have saints there and the water isn't good. All right. So don't even worry about that. There's nothing to fear. If we find that something ain't right with our personal testing, We won't be there. So don't even worry about that. If we're there, know that all the testing was done so that we can have the Passover there. So don't worry about that. That's on us, okay? 647 area code. Someone has a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shalom. Shalom.
How you doing? So this is a question I have, right? And I want to understand what it is. So I've been dating women that. Hello?
I'm listening.
Yes, I've been dating women that I tried to make them my wife. And by knowing the knowledge of the book, right? Me personally, I never took the vaccine, right? Until this day.
Well,
everybody at work took it.
Listen, please do not use, just say the V word.
Oh,
I didn't take the V word. Hold on. Stop for a second. Please. Understand, folks, there's an algorithm that happens that sends many bots this way when that word is mentioned. Mm-hmm. All right? So say V word. Call it what you want. V word. But go on.
Okay. So I never took that. Everybody at work took it. From the owner to everybody. But me, they told me, oh, why don't you take it? Don't you have a son? Aren't you worried about him? And in my mind, I just laughed at them. In my mind, I'm like, no. Knowing that with the Most High, it's wrong. I don't know what I'm doing to myself. Right? So
okay, listen. Let me correct that for you going forward, sir.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, you're 35. Okay, you're a younger man. You have to understand when you're speaking to someone who has crossed the line. So we have to learn how to set boundaries where people will understand where they're violating your space. Number one, sir, all due respect, I'm in concern for what's right for my son, okay? I don't need you stepping over the line telling me what's right for my son. I'm here to work. I'm employed to do a job, and so is you. Let's not deal with this medical stuff while I'm here working, sir. If a grown man was to tell me at the job what was right for my son, I'm like, well, hold up. Hey, you want to chip in? Listen, you have to let a man know or a person know at the job where your boundaries are so they'll never go there again. Sir,
okay.
You are offending me, asking me, do I care about my son? What are we doing here? If we at McDonald's flip burgers, I'll drop fries, brother. This ain't no place for this conversation. So that's what's wrong with all of us. What's wrong with was we don't set boundaries so people step over them. And that's why they were able to do what they did at the job and deputize people, because it's this willy-nilly thing where people can start talking medical stuff, and here it is. I'm stocking shelf. Listen, do not ask me about my son. How do you mean to tell me you know what's better for my son than I do? You've just violated. I don't want to have this conversation with you no more, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to do as a man. You have to start setting boundaries. Go on.
And the thing is, my defense was that I keep the laws, and this has nothing to do with my God, so they left me alone. Now, the other thing is, the women that I've dated, right, because at times when I want to know about the world, I want to know the news, I tune into you, and I'll sit down and I'll understand. But for some reason, all of these women, they don't know you, they don't pay attention to you, but they always say, oh, I hate this guy. Why do you watch this guy? I hate it. Like, they have a hatred for you. And me, I don't understand that. I'm like, you guys don't know this guy. I don't even know him myself, but he gives me good news. Why do you guys even hate him? Right? So that was my question. Like, why, like, out of the blue, like, if, yeah, like maybe like three women I dated said that. And they don't
three women
attention to you. Yeah, they
don't
attention to you. Mm-hmm.
All three hated you, huh?
No, they hated you because I watched your program.
All three hated me.
Yes, because I watch you. I pay attention to the because you're like a source. You're like the news, right? And I respect you so much because the word of the Most High, the name of the Most High, I went to the source where you said to look at it, and I looked at it, and I truly respect you. So that's why I watch I watch when you have news, when you have to talk about the world. So when I pay attention to that, they're minding the business. I'm sitting down, I'm watching, and they just say, "Yo, I hate this guy."
Hold up. Now you had three. So you had three separate people that you haven't settled on one, I suppose. But all three of them who don't know each other have the same consensus when it comes to me. Now,
yes.
I know you ask me, why is it these people I'm dating, everyone that see you hates you, and they don't know me, right? Let me read you. I'm gonna tell you. I'll let Christ answer that for you, right? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to let Christ answer that one for you. All right. Let's get it here. Christ said in John 15 and 18, sir, if the world hates you, matter of fact, I'm going to blow this up for everybody so everybody can see it. And I don't know these people, but I know why they hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to realize the Bible says you cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not them that hate me. It's the spirit in them that
the
hate
spirit.
Me. Because,
mm-hmm.
And listen to why. They know that if you hear what I'm saying, any power that been given them to put you under subjection doesn't exist. They can't see a place in which they can have the authority to control you.
Mm-hmm. And they're all hating me because they're not controlling me.
Hold up. So listen to me. This is why they say, why are you listening to him? Because I might have an influence on you. And they're looking at me, and they're looking at me and saying, I know I couldn't tell him what to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a deeper zone. Because you have to realize how women operate. They're not operating with you looking at me. Okay, what they're doing is they're looking at me as a man and saying, well, okay, what is my perception of him, and would I be able to, if I was in a scenario, be able to control him? And the answer is no, because we're guided by the word of God in Christ. So what she's thinking is, if she listen to this guy who's assertive and stand on his values and on his own morals, that means I'm going to have to fall in line with. She's thinking she's going to have to fall in line with you. So she said, get rid of this guy. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
St. John, this is what Christ says. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. This is Christ. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of this world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had come and spoken unto them, They had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. See? Because if you're listening to me and I'm in that Bible and these girls are doing something they shouldn't be doing, they can't cloak and hide and do what? Present their best self. They can't bring their representative. They can't bring their representative and cloak who they really are with you. Now you will gauge their true person through the word of God and make an assessment. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So they hate me.
No, I understand the spirit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to realize, brother, if a woman is vetting you, she's vetting you for what you can do for her. She don't have no time to be dealing with trying to figure out whether or not you think like this guy she see on her computer. She's vetting you to see, she already have a preconceived notion of what she want in a man. And I'm disturbing that. Now, here's another thing. You're still not to, listen, you're still not to give up on a person if they have good values, morals, and eventually is willing to serve and believe in God and Christ. And the reason why is this. I've had many people who called me afterwards and said they hated me at first until they gave it a chance and an opportunity to understand how what we're teaching would benefit their life. So it's not the all to end all because they initially hate. They hate us because what we're teaching is contrary to the world they know. Some of them don't know why they just because they can't relate to it, automatically they're dismissing. Mm-hmm. So still, it's because the spirit in them cannot really vibe with the spirit that's coming out of the word. So it's really not a hatred towards me, than more so what the Most High is doing in this church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But be patient. Be patient, and hopefully, one of them or whoever you deal with in the future will turn around to understand that we don't mean them any harm. We're just bearers of the word. And even Paul mm-hmm. stated, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? One thing about this, and some women don't like what we're teaching, because the spirit of feminism isn't going to have no place with men within this work.
Yep. Because so I do.
Submitting and understanding her position under a man is what she'll learn. And if she don't want to submit, of course, she'll hate you for teaching her that she must submit to you. So
mm-hmm.
I digress. We have the last word before we go to the next call.
Because I do every woman that I try to date, I do tell them that my Sabbath is one thing I keep, right? I always put it out. I don't go out. I don't do that. And then, because you know, day in the worldly world, the Sabbath, most of them they work. But me, I make sure that day, I don't do nothing. So it's like
I
always put down.
Right? I have something better for you. Why don't you find a woman who fear God and will actually be on one accord with what we're teaching? You can't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You're fighting up here.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yep.
You know what? And guess what? You're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells you the children of this world is wiser than the children of light.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so
right.
When it says equally yoked with unbelievers, right, you got two bulls pulling a plow to make grain, right? That's the whole concept. Now, if you have two strong bulls pulling a plow, and one is trying to go this way and the other one is trying to go that way, how much plowing actually gets done there?
Mm, you're right.
So if you're paving the way for family, and she's going this way, and you're going that way, how far will the family go?
Not far.
That's why the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. This is why Isaac and Rebekah told Esau and Jacob not to go amongst the Canaanites and get a wife. Okay? They were doing satanically doing all types of demon activity. Who knows? Twerking probably started in the land of Canaan. The whole thing, brother, is this. Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Find a believer. Be patient enough for the Most High to send one.
That's true.
Okay? You got it?
Thank you.
All right.
Got it.
Bless you. You got it.
Bless you too, brother.
Bless you. 609 area code.
Hello?
Shalom, Khalid. Shalom.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. And... yeah, I had two quick comments because one, the first about my testimony, 2020 when the whole plague started, back when I was still in high school, I hadn't even heard of this church before I started coming, and I knew that something was up about this, you know, this cold that was going around, And people started wearing masks, and I started thinking, do they know that the cold can go through the mask, or if not through the mask, through their skin?
Well, and you know, that's too much. That's too much like common sense.
And
what you're saying is deep, because it's more so the psychological scenario that came with all of that more so than the disease itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is why I showed the experiment, the Stanford prison experiment, from the very end, from the beginning of this, because it was really about I would say to a certain degree, a psychological warfare on, you know, as a component allegedly with all this, but I digress. But go on.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up, because another thing came to mind with that prison experiment about how people put up personas. The movie Split.
Yeah.
Heard of the movie Split with James McAvoy?
Yeah, I've seen the movie Split. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know the scene where towards the end of the movie, he had all these different personalities coming out, and then the woman in the movie said this code phrase, and then he just snapped back to reality.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. When he snapped back to reality, he told her to grab the shotgun and kill him because he didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Oh, man. That's deep in of it itself, because that predictive programming is turning the whole world crazy, that would lead to people deleting themselves. And we see that happening also now also. We see that's happening as an alternative, as an option now within the world. That's deep.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I never seen it from that angle. Well, thank you, brother. Anything else?
I had one other thing. Another movie, In the Dark Knight.
Well, this is the last one. Drop it. Then we get to the next call.
All right. In the Dark Knight, you know, Heath Ledger, he played the role of the Joker so good that his mental health started declining. And then after that, it was reported that he committed suicide. So that was like him getting in the spirit of that character of the Joker. It really, the same thing, how he put up a persona, and that persona got the better of him.
Mm-hmm. That's deep in of itself, because, brother, I think that was deeper than the first one you dropped. We can go so deep into that, any persona that even that people create for themselves, that it could lead to their death. And this is what goes down. This is why I told brothers and sisters about people don't know that thug or thuggy has an ancient origin from East India, ancient Babylon, where the thuggy were the thugs that were beating people up and robbing to give money to the demon Kali. The demon Kali uses men's energy to empower herself. Right? So the thug works for the woman demon, who requires men to sacrifice themselves for her power. That's the power. So the man killed people, he goes to jail, he dies, and she continues. Only thing she does is go back. She find another thug after she have taken his energy. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the same. That's the persona they gave our culture. And we think that this is just Tupac and all that. No, these are ancient demonic personas that will lead to self-deletion, dying. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When you see the hair, when you see the woman with the different nails and the hair, that's all the ancient East Indian demon, the female goddess demon, Kali, that the goddess over thuggy. She can only survive by the thugs killing each other, killing other people, robbing people, or dying. And after they die, she absorbs their energy, because she thinks in her mind, they did all these things for me. Even I have men who even lost their lives for me. And you know what? She takes that energy, because she's slept with them and dealt with them and absorbed this energy, and now she goes on to the next thug. We think that hip-hop culture, but Russell Simmons himself said that he got that whole concept from the Hindus in East India. Thug and Kali have become the image they've placed on our communities. Now look.
Mm-hmm.
Now look. Self-deletion, total destruction, regenerification, spiritual and otherwise. Thank you for that, my brother.
Okay, Elder. Shalom. Bless you.
Shalom. Bless you. So it's time for us to put down the personas, because that's another level. Elder Lawyer, you've seen how they said in the Stanford Prison Project, how when the guy put on the prison guard uniform, he changed the way he talked and walked. Folks, this is what happens when a guy put on a thug uniform in the community. And this is what happens when a woman puts on a Kelly uniform and go into the store and get her nails, hair, and all that. Guess what? They call it confidence. No, you've taken on a persona of Kelly, the demon goddess, who desire to empower herself by the destruction of man. Wait till y'all see that roundtable discussion in the academy. Part two, because I've touched on it, but this is the real spirit that comes to life in our communities, and the industry allegedly is behind this evil spirit. Let me tell you, the executives of the record companies are afraid of this spirit, but they cut it loose in our communities. Check that out. And one that know anything, I grew up around the music business and desire to be in the music business coming up. I'm going to tell you, the executives fear the spirits that they have allowed loose in our communities, but they have insulated where it would stay within the borders just to destroy us. Man, get in that academy, folks. That's all I can tell you. HistoryTimes.org, because now we got a name and we have an origin of the spirit that they made culture within our communities. Oh, yeah. We got their names, folks. HistoryTimes.org, 513 area code. Let's go.
Hello, hello. Good evening to the both of you.
Good evening.
First time caller. I just came across your video and been watching a few of them. And I would just say, you're right. You're giving word on what's going on. And I was watching, you were showing that video about the lady, about how people are losing their minds. And they are losing their minds ever since they took that V. Seems like everybody's in change. Don't want to be dealing with, you know, friends and family. Just want to be to themselves. They have this attitude all the time. Like, what happened to you? And another thing I want to say, they are trying to make us comply to everything. Look what happened to China and Australia, what they did to them over there. Put them in FEMA camps, and they couldn't do anything, couldn't talk to their families, couldn't make a phone call. Mm. I mean, it was just sad how things happened, you know, when the pandemic happened. You know, people were locked down, you know, couldn't talk to anybody, visit families and friends. Well, I'm going to say it didn't happen to me, because my family and I, we still visit each other. I had a lady on my job say she felt bad because she couldn't see her grandkids and, you know, how long it's been, and it was really tearing her down. I said, honey, listen, you got to believe in the Most High, get in that Bible and read the word. I still see my family, my grandchildren. And she was shocked that I said that, like, what? You still have your grandkids come around and this plague is going around? I said, sure, this plague is not going to kill them.
Look at that. There you go.
You know,
sister.
I said, sure, we still visit each other and have Sunday dinners and all that stuff. And she was like just shocked because, you know, she hasn't seen her grandkids in almost a year, you know.
Mm.
And I was just, you know, you just really speaking truth about what's going on. And it's a lot of sleepy sheeps out here. You know, they think we all conspiracy talk, but they're going to find out at the end, you know, we were right. You know, when I try to tell people what's going on, they better wake up. And they just look at me like I'm crazy, you know. And then I had an incident when I was with my doctor, you know, seeing my doctor, and she tried to make me go take the V. And I'm just like, look, lady, I believe in all the Most High. You know, he's got and protected me all the way through, you know, whatever happens in this world. And she, you know, she's, oh, you need to go do this right now. You know, they just try to down you, make you feel bad, like, go get it now. I can set it up for you right now. And I just said, no, thank you. You know?
Yeah. And see, sister, I'm with you, though, and Let me tell you, sisters are very good at this, you know, as far as seeking to not hurt feelings or women try to avoid conflict at all costs. And that's a good attribute that comes with most women. But see,
I believe that's
a woman who's a nurturer, who's not looking for conflict. But it comes a time where you have to set a boundary. So what I would tell my doctor is I would appreciate it, and I love you, and I care about you. I think you're wonderful. I pray for your family. I would appreciate it if you never, as long as you live, offer anything like that to me again.
That's correct, and I just surely plain just told her no thank you, you know. And she just looked at me like.
Listen, but check out how I just said it, though. I think you're a wonderful person. I think you're awesome. A matter of fact, you're the bomb. Doc, I would appreciate it as long as you live, as long as we're here in this realm, that you never ask me to do anything like that ever again, ever. We can deal with everything
else.
You're
right. We have to stand up and speak out, because if not, you know, they, like I said, they'll tear us down to where you will give in and say, okay, I will do this, I will do that, okay, go ahead and put the V in me, you know, and we cannot comply to that, you know.
The reason I'm saying this is because this is how I talk. I only got to tell people about something once because I set the boundary. Doc, I understand what you're going through. This thing is fairly new, 2020. I've been here over 50 years, all right? So I'm going to set this thing with you real quick. Don't ever talk about that ever again, ever in life, fail. But I love you. Okay? Now, I want to just put it out there. Now, sister, real quick, I wanted to show brothers and sisters this real quick, because they think that probably we be making things up, right?
Yeah, and I just wanted, I wanted to ask you one more question, too.
Go on, because something I'm going to pull up for the people. Go ahead.
Okay, have you ever noticed these suspicious lights they're putting out on the streets, these street lights? I think they're like a bluish or a purplish color, and people were saying that's supposed to mean something. Have you ever noticed that different color street lights?
I've seen that as it was going on in 2020, and it was on the roads that was between the cities in the rural areas. And I don't know, allegedly, but who knows? I think that when things go down, those lights will be able to determine whether or not somebody had the Jim Jones juice up in them or not.
That's what I heard.
They'll be able to just go through, and they'll be able to see whether or not, you know, you're juiced.
Once they ramp up that 5G really good.
Well, I don't know the science behind the 5G and all that, but who knows? It could be I don't know. That's what I heard, that they'll be able to see who's juiced. But, you know, hopefully, you know, it ain't shining on me
people,
when it happens. Hopefully, I'll be in the woods.
But people have been
pancakes.
Losing their minds. I can tell
Absolutely.
And see if people are losing their minds, because my sister works at the hospital, and she had to get the V and everybody else. And she was just saying, Renee, people are not the same no more. They sitting back bickering, talking, fussing and fighting, can't get along anymore like they used to before they took the V. And she was just like, and she's now all depressed. I mean, a lot of things going on with her, you know, since she took the V. And she wasn't like this before, you know, barely get out anymore and want to do things anymore. And it's just like, what is going on, you know? Is there really something in this that got people in control to where their minds can't function and focus, and they don't want to be bothered with?
Allegedly, hey, we'll see. But, hey, I'm glad you didn't get it, sister. Bless you. I'm going to place you on hold, okay, Renee?
I just stay praised up with the Most High, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Keep doing a good job what you're doing, and I'll keep watching more videos, learning more.
Thank you, Renee. Oh, yeah. Hey, who knows whether that is a psychological component, but they ain't getting me with that crap. So check this out. Thuggy, y'all thought Thugs started with Russell Simmons let the cat out of the bag here. He let the cat out of the bag. He told everyone where he got thugs from. Group of thugs around 1894. It's East Indian little thieves from East India. That's the whole concept. These demon worshiping thugs and robbery. It comes from India, folks. Murder and robbery. It don't come from the hood. It ain't come from way up. They brought ancient demons around out. Now, let's go down here and show you the whole concept of thugging. Well, you know the enemy. You know Esau would figure out how he can use this. He started going into it, started to figure out, how can I use this against the Negro, against Judah? Oh, yeah, we need to get a record company. Because if we get a record company, we can take these ancient demons of the thuggy who's losing their mind, who can sacrifice and to worship Kaylee. See? They would rob people at the temple and give it to this woman. Woman empowerment. Okay? There it is. Let me show you how now Kelly would require sacrifices, even if they had to die. Even if they had to die to empower Kaylee. And yeah, look what's around Kaylee's neck. Of all the men who sacrificed to keep her alive, who robbed for her, killed for her, murdered for her, stole for her, scammed for her. That's right. Look, big old guy right there. They get put in jail, they get put in the ground, and Kaylee just find another head to put around her neck. See that hair on Kaylee? Well, folks, Kaylee is the demon spirit that the East Indian Asians have put in these hair stores so that the women in our community can take on the persona of Kaylee, the manslayer. Okay? There you go. Destruction and power. Anger. Everything they're talking about our woman, here's a persona that they brought from East India and put in our community. There it is. They go to thugs. The thugs' heads around her neck. And when he go to jail or dead, guess what? She's already working on the next thug. I digress. We don't make this up, folks. This is spiritual warfare. They knew exactly what they were bringing in our communities. And guess what? Even the record executives are afraid of these spirits they let loose in our community. All right, let's go. 651 area code. I think I already did 651. Let's go down and take a few more. Dr. Britz have a comment. Doctor.
Hey, my friend. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. How you doing, Dr. Britz? The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Just to give you a small reference, you probably remember me from when you were a toe tapper. But and I
you
was
mean
a
when
flamingo
I was
dancer.
Yeah, I was Stepping Unique, and then I was Fully Floor Taker, then Stepping Unique. You were with the Flamingos?
I was with the Flamingo Dancers. We spoke once before.
Oh, hold up. Was you with John Hall, the Flamingo Dancer?
I was with Philly Cream, the group, the singing group, Brother Sam and all them with Philly, 17 York.
Oh, Philly Cream. Rafiq. Rafiq was in Philly Cream, right? Of the Stepping Uniques,
right? Right. Right.
Man. I've got to give you a call, but go on. But, oh, yeah. We used to jam
Like I said, we spoke once before, and I told you I was the pastor that got put out of the church. But
yes, sir.
My comment is what I've seen in that time and era of this quote unquote lockdown, it was like a psyop, and they weren't no longer people; they were persons.
Allegedly. I have no control of what they're saying here. All right, but go on.
Okay. Allegedly, it was like a psyop.
Okay.
And then the people weren't people; they were persons. And in that, my own family, the person who birthed me, was afraid for me to come around because of this. And I looked at her and I said, listen, you taking care of me when I was sick and I was ill. I've been around you when you were sick and you were ill. And because of this, you're denying me access.
Mm.
This is what's
crazy. Sorry to hear that.
No, listen, brother, I've given it to the Most High. He's opened my eyes and let me know that this was coming. And I said to her, I said, do you know the purpose of wearing that thing on your face? I said the purpose of it when people were in those type of situations in that big building where everybody goes to get, quote, unquote, looked at, was for them not to sneeze and blow germs on an open wound.
Mm.
Not for you to wear every day. That's the only purpose of it. And you're breathing in your own germs. But they didn't listen to me. And I watched all of them gather together, and I just stood on the outside.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm in and out the country of Belize, and they act like there wasn't nothing going on.
many countries were operating as normal. See, but brother, there's something going on But I'm telling everyone real quick to take a real good look, because I believe the next thing is going to be blamed, possibly. I don't know. We'll see. But we need to look at Africa, because if the next thing come out of Africa, there's a shutdown where no one can go in and out of there based on that. We need to really look at whether or not the next big thing is Africa. And if so, we understand, because I've been telling people for years that the last battleground against Judah will be when they go against Africa.
Uh-huh.
And if today is February 22nd, I'm going to tell you right now, the next thing that they say come out of Africa is the catalyst for everything they got to do again. Understand that this is outright an attack on Judah. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I can say right now. But I'll say more this Friday on Patreon.
And I'm gonna listen to you on Patreon too. But I'm gonna say this, and I'm not gonna say no more. I attended the last meeting that they had, and they call it what we see in the Bible as seers. That's the name of it, and it has a lot going on with it. I'll wait to see you on Patreon to explain the rest.
Please.
I understand the algorithms. Believe me.
All right, my brother.
Anyway,
wait till you see what we have this Friday, but go on.
I just wanted to get your information, or somebody could take my information down where we can come together.
Okay.
I don't know if you know my people there in Philly, but he's been very popular there. But
one moment. Let me write it down. Hold on. Okay. Now, are you a doctor, or a doctor of what?
Clinical psychopathologist.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. I need to speak with you. Hold on. Dr. Burtz.
Right. Yes.
Because, we have Dr. Dre out there, too, so I have to make sure.
Okay.
We also have people like Dr. Phil, right? One moment.
Right.
But you are a doctor. Okay. One moment. All right. Let me put this down. Flamingos. I won't forget you if I put flamingos here.
Right.
See if you still got a few of those steps left in you.
Yeah, I sure do.
You remember Lewis Nash that used to be in Philly Floor Takers?
Yes. Yes, I remember.
He's a pastor now.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've all gone down that path. I'm the pastor of my organization. It's called Courage to Change Incorporated.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Doc, we're going to do a call and see what we can do.
Network and bring this thing together.
All right.
I need to give you my number or what?
I just wrote it down.
Okay, that's the phone that will allow me to call this number.
Okay, so you have a different phone number.
Yes, sir. You can reach me at 267.
No, don't do that. Now, is this phone number you're giving me, is that LinkedIn or your private cell phone number?
No, this is the phone number I'm about to give you is Courage to Change.
Okay, do me a favor. Call 215-253-4448. 215-253-4448. After this broadcast, call that number, and I'll lock that in, okay?
215-253-253, got it.
4448.
2448?
No. 215-253-4448. That's 3 4s
okay,
and 8
gotcha.
At the end. Call that
gotcha.
After the broadcast and I'll lock you in, all right? Doc.
All right, got it.
Okay,
shalom.
I'll call, we'll catch up. All right, shalom, bless you. All right, Kim has a comment.
Shalom.
Shalom. So what do you have to say about the time when the world went mad?
Well, I was in the hair salon getting my hair braided, and
oh,
some people
suck,
say that,
yeah.
Yeah, some people say that the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. But the best part of me waking up really showed up in 2020. I saw, I lived my best life. I'm going to be honest with you. It was nobody on the road. I could go how fast I wanted to go. I was in and out the country. I was traveling. I got bonuses on my job. I mean, it was a good time. The governor gave us essential workers a letter. So we were stopped past the restriction hours. I could, you know, still be out because I had a letter. So, I mean, it was the best time for me, honestly. I didn't worry. I immediately went to our website and went on YouTube just to see what you had to say. And I remember it just as vividly when I tuned in, but I wasn't worried. But the thing about it is, the people around me are very religious. I've called several times, so I'm the pastor's daughter. And a lot of people say that I trust in the Lord. Oh, I trust God. I trust in the Word. I trust. And those are the same people, the blinds, and looking at me like I was crazy because I'm out here, like I'm living my best life. What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but,
you should say, listen, I'm out here trusting in the Lord. What's the problem?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but the Lord gives us common sense, and I'm like, what? Like, are you serious? And these same people are still talking about trusting in the Lord, and I'm like, your trust is conditional. You know, you have a conditional trusting system when it comes down to Him.
Mm.
You want to trust Him a little bit, but your main trust is in CNN, MSNBC. That's where your trust lies. That's where your alliance really lies. But, you know, most people don't want to hear that because they're just so – the scribes and Pharisees, you know, they were really godly. They were the scholars and the pillars of the community, and they knew God's word. But their hearts was different, you know. But that's just all I really had to say. My
sister,
life was great.
Sister, see, I got to correct you there. They don't know the word. See, there's a difference between learning theology and actually knowing the word of God, and that's what Christ told the Pharisees. Like, don't try to claim y'all believe in Moses, because if y'all believe in Moses, y'all would have surely been behind and believed in me. That's what Christ told the Pharisees. So someone just being able to read the word and regurgitate it, that's not them knowing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you don't understand the spirit of the word. So I have to correct that. They don't know the word because they would have trusted in the word during that trying time. And they would have leaned on the kingdom of heaven over the government, over the government of this evil world. So they show what side they believed in or had faith in. So they don't believe in the word. Let's correct that. But go on.
I understood. But, you know, like if you look at like the majority of the people, they looked up to these type of people, and they appeared. They had a form of godliness. Not saying that they were godly, but they
had a form of
godliness, which pretty much made people look up to them in a spiritual way. But you know, God didn't know them, so I get what you're saying.
Well, thank you, sister, and let me go to the next call because I have a few with their testimonies. I don't want to miss these, and I'm sure you don't want to either. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
Shalom.
Kim. Shalom.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. We have Elliot 770 area code, and after that we have Rosa.
Shalom, Elders.
Shalom, Elliot.
Oh, my God.
What's the question?
Question about
getting together with a body over in Washington, Seattle area.
Okay, let me fix that for you. One moment. I'll make sure Elder Yurok gets this. One moment. All right, and that's all you want, because if that's all you want, I'll just write this down and confirm that I have your name right and get to the next call and get someone to call you no later than Friday.
Yes, sir. I yield. Right.
Okay, and that's Elliot, right? Elliot from Washington State, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I'll put that down. Just look for a phone call from Elder Yurok between now and Friday, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. My brother from the same mother. That's right, you know her name. Her name is Leah. Let's see. 315 area code.
Shalom. Shalom,
y'all don't
Elder.
Know. We're talking about Rachel and Leah, our father Jake's wives. How you doing, Rosa? You have a testimony.
Yes, I do, Elder. I'm also known as Sister Soldier. I'm in the academy. But anyway, I wanted to give my testimony of 2020, okay? I was a healthcare worker at the time. And so I was at work, and then they finally let us work at home because they didn't want to let us work at home. So I was at home, and I got a call, and they said that I had been, you know, exposed or whatever. So immediately when I heard that, I just said, Lord, protect me, right? So I didn't have no fear. So what happened was, you know, you're supposed to stay home and all this other stuff. So when it was time, they gave me a deadline that I had to come back. And I just did not want to go back. So I listened to the Holy Spirit. At the time, I wasn't in the truth that I'm in now, but I knew the word of God, and I trusted him. So what happened was I didn't go back to work. And people were scared, saying, oh, your job. But automatically, I used to just bust out and say, well, the jobs is going to all be gone. You're not going to have this. I know. I'm leaving. I'm leaving now, and I'm going to work for the Lord. And I left the job. I didn't have no fear. And I thank the Lord for that, that I trusted in him and not in man. Because some people that was in the church and stuff was saying, oh, well, I prayed, and the Holy Spirit told me to do this. No, that's not God. God said that he is our healer. And that the healing is the children's bread. And that's what I based everything on, and I stayed my stand with that. And then I was led to the church. I got on the line one day with you, and you connected me. I'm in the Philly body, and I went. I've been baptized again. I was baptized like 5 times already before. And everybody said,
well,
what
are
you doing that for? I said, no, I got to do it now.
Yeah,
it is
the last
one. And I thank the Lord for that, you know, and that's my testimony that, you know, the Holy Spirit is real and that it's a teacher, a leader, and our guide if we will only listen to the Spirit of God but through his word and through those that he sent to teach us the truth. So I thank the Lord for coming into the body of Christ with you.
Oh, praise the
and
Most
that's
High.
That's my testimony. I never look
and
back.
And we appreciate
one day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sister Soldier. Bless you.
All
right. All
right, Shalom. See you.
Shalom. And I'm going to tell you, they were able to do a lot of things under the labor scenario that they wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. Not to say this was for their sister, but they were able to now use this as a way to pressure people to leave. And them and so that they couldn't be liable for laying a person off and responsible for that. So a lot of that allegedly was going on in hindsight based on some phone calls I've gotten privately also allegedly. So, but I'm glad the sister landed on her feet. And who knows, that step of her walking away, if she probably would not have found the truth if she didn't have her faith to walk away. Hey, that's a great testimony, sister. And I'm glad you are a part of our body. Praise the Most High, the body of Christ. All right, we have Nick with a comment. We have Jacob with a question. And we're going to try to do 2 minutes for each. Nick, you have a comment?
Well, I got confused when the guy told me. If you can put me on hold. I also, I want to do a testimony. I was confused because he said comment or question. So I was a little confused at first.
Okay, you have a testimony about what?
What happened with COVID, and I wanted to then.
Would you tell me when the world happened, went crazy? You have a testimony, a personal testimony of one of those crazed people who was under mind control?
No, not the mind control. I thought we were talking about what I noticed was interesting because, you know, I noticed I was with people who knew everything was crazy, but still went with it. How they knew that things were, that they're not right, yet they still did it because of that inner fear that they had within themselves.
So what you're saying is it didn't make sense. They couldn't explain why they was doing it, but did it anyway.
Yeah. And it's like, and I noticed how the news like just said things that made it worse than it actually was. Like one time I thought it was funny.
Allegedly.
One time they allegedly said that COVID killed more than World War II soldiers.
I got to put you on hold, young man. I'm going to bring you back, Nick, because there's rules of algorithm. And we need to protect this particular. When you start putting out the C word and the V word, let me tell you, they do not want Elder Ricard Chiara before you with the word of God. And they're waiting for somebody to come with those words. All right? So I'm going to hold you for 1 second, but there's rules for this. All right? Because I can teach the Bible without talking about any of this mess. I'm just trying to make sure that you all are aware of the demons that operated and showed themselves when the veil was moved. We don't even need the buzzwords they utilize. I need to keep this thing on topic. Nick has a question.
Hey, Elder, I have a question regarding the San Antonio body.
This is Jake. All right,
yes,
Jake, talk to me. What about it?
Yeah,
San Antonio, talk to me.
Yes, sir. I got my dad out in San Antonio, and I convinced him to check out the body. But I Googled the San Antonio GLCC body, and I couldn't find nothing. Could you help me out with that?
Okay. Did you go online and look at our Texas information? You can contact Houston or Dallas, and they can divert you to that in San Antonio. Have you checked the contacts for Texas on gatheringofchrist.org?
I didn't call nobody, no, sir. I was just, I can ask them.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do is ask the elder to get you in contact with Elder Ramar, okay, and we'll direct you to the body there. Just talk to the bishop there. All right? My man, Possum Pan, Jalawam, we are digressing. We are digressing. I have to eat. I'm tired. We have Kim with a comment. Kim, you were already on earlier, right? Okay, let's see. We're almost out. We have Amaya with a testimony. Been waiting a while. I see you, Claudette. I didn't forget you. I'm going to try to get you all in. Amaya has a testimony. Amaya.
Yes.
Amaya?
Yes. Amaya.
All right, All right, Amaya, we are ticking down on time, but if you can quantify your testimony, you have a time where some of these people went. Give us your testimony when the world went mad, when the world lost their mind a few years ago.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
Okay.
I can.
I just real quick. Whenever we first went into lockdown, my job, you know, sent us home. And I knew that something was not right, and I started, you know, trying to get myself together with the Most High. But I only knew about, you know, churches. So I got with a group that I knew from back home to try to, you know, get back into church and trying to get things right. In the meantime, the Most High was working with me. He was showing me what we were dealing with, you know, as far as the medication that was, you know, or the juice that was being prepared for us. And so I knew that
juice.
It wasn't right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And so I was in a prayer group every Thursday. It was a prayer group that we did. online, a Zoom meeting. And in this prayer group, the one of the ladies that was praying, she was praying that everybody get the juice. And in that moment in time, I just hung up. I hung up because I knew that this was not for me. And I had seen one of your videos, and I just immediately just started studying, getting into the Word. I knew that church was definitely not somewhere I wanted to be at. And it was, you know, that's just my testimony that I basically ran from the church after I got, you know, introduced to that. Like, for her to pray that into existence, I immediately hung up the phone and ended the Zoom. And never picked back in.
It was obvious she had a demon in her. Okay, on the phone talking about please everybody get juiced up.
I was done.
Jim Jones juiced from hell, and she sitting there praying. And she probably came in speaking in tongues in between it too.
Yes.
Haiti to the listen, woman, get off that phone with that noise. Where your man? Where your man at? That's what you should have said. Get off the phone with that noise, woman. Where's your husband? You should have broke that up.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Amir. Bless you, Elder.
Thank you. Shalom.
Like, got the Most High God ain't hearing none of what you saying, woman. Come on, stop that. That's what I told her. And I know I'd have just broke in. The Most God, Jesus don't want this. All right, stop it. LaShawn has a comment.
Hey, Shalom. So, first of all, praise the Most High for everything you do, everything all of the elders do in GOCC.
Bless you.
Woo, I'm a little out of breath. I ain't think I was going to get through. But, yes, so 2019, I was basically a robot. You know, I was really with the whole... everything. Like, I was fresh out of college, so like I was just like heavily into like the world. And so when the world got shut down, that's when I had to face myself, because I couldn't get my nose done, couldn't get my hair done, couldn't get my lashes done. It was like, oh man. And I guess I really had to just deal with who I am. And that's when I started to search for the Most High. And that,
you know, I gotta mess with you now. You know, so you couldn't, so what you're telling me, before 2020, when it all went down, you couldn't get your Kaylee on.
Yeah, that's it. That's legit it. It was like, hold up, wait, this is who I really am. And it was like, it's crazy because now being in the truth, I feel like I'm more relatable to the girl I was in high school than the girl I was in college. Like, that's when I really got introduced to like legit top sorcery. So that's just how it was. And then I woke up basically, and I came here. My first day in the truth was 2020, the blowing of the trumpets, like my first day. And that was like, wow, this is really it. This is, I had been through that year though, 2019 to 2020. I've been through everything. Once I started searching for the Most High, like literally every institution was trying to grab me. Like, you know, I was meeting evangelists, I was meeting people. They had the girl in the mirror citing things 500 times. Like, there's like something that the Indians do, like manifestation. There was a lot, like, but nothing really made any sense. Nothing was like, nah, this is it, until I got here, and it was like, this is it. And I praise the Most High that he did bring me through all that, because that's what made me know, no, this is it right here. This is the truth. I felt at home. As soon as I set foot into the body, it was just a different vibe. So it was a crazy year, painful year, but a beautiful year. Like, it just all ended up, it just all made sense.
Thank you. The Most High them brought you through. I know when you hit that water. When you hit that water, we know Kelly was drowned, and out came a daughter of Zion. There it is.
Big facts. So praise the Most High.
I rebuke you in the name of Yeshua, right?
Yes, for real.
There it
is. I was under a spell. Yeah,
a new
for
woman,
real.
Daughter Zion. All right, sister.
And even in the truth, though, it's so crazy. You get reborn over and over and over. Like, this body will tell you, I have been humbled time and time and time again. The more you learn the lessons, the more you learn how, like, foolish you really are. Like, wow, I really don't know nothing. Now, here I was, you know. It's like, in the world, people would consider me like, oh, she's a good woman. But, like, no. Not that I'm not a good woman, but, man, when you learn this Bible, you realize how far you are
you
from
begin,
just
exactly.
being
no,
a
it,
good woman, let alone a virtuous one. It takes work. It's like, it's work every day. That's
there's,
all.
There's always something that we can correct about ourselves, and that's good. That's a humbling. And you know what? That's good to hear a sister or a brother that's willing to admit, okay, there is things that I can learn. I have made mistakes. I still don't measure up, and I'm willing to learn more to get closer to Christ. Sister, that's good to hear. There's hope. There is
hope.
And
I just want to thank you for being with us, sister, because nowhere in this world can you find a place that's going to get with us. So thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Listen, sister, you've been delivered, okay? Because when I see Kaylee here and how when it shut down, you said, hold up, the shop shut down. And let me tell you, sister, it's deep because when I went downtown to see the essential place open, there were sisters lined up because I had to go to the bank and deal with some business. And don't you know that they had people in front of the hair shops and all that. Sisters was lined up in North Philly, right off of Broad and Columbia, where they had to get screened one at a time so that the Asian can let them in the store four or five at a time and then let them out and let them. Sister was lined up almost a whole block to get in to get their Kelly suits popping.
Wow.
But I'm glad.
I can believe it.
But I'm glad you've been delivered, all right?
Praise the Most High. Praise God. Have
bless
a great
you.
Night.
Yeah. Well, the Most High blessed us. I'll tell you that. He didn't deliver us. Monique, and then, okay, I see you, Sunshine. 502.
Hello.
Monique. Hey, Monique.
Hello. I have a lot of different things, but I'm going to have to figure out which one I'm going to. But during the, before
let's get the shortest one because unfortunately we ran out of time.
Okay, before the plague, the world was already crazy to me.
Yeah.
And once the plague came, it kind of, the people, it's like the rich people or the well-off people had to humble themselves. And the people who were kind of struggling and having a lot of issues in life actually had a good life. All of a sudden, we have things we never had as far as benefits. It's like the world was taking care of us. We didn't have to work. I was working a lot. I was stressed a lot. And once the plague came, and I actually got to spend time with my children, we didn't have to pay rent. The light and gas just ended. Every problem that I had before the plague was solved. Where actually, when the world started running again, I got nervous. And it was like the best time in my life. And it's weird because I know people died and people had issues. And that's, you know, God worked in mysterious ways. But during the plague, the Red Sea parted for my life. I was being hunted down, manipulated, all kind of things. And all of a sudden, I got to go into my home and be with God and my children. Mm-hmm. And we were peaceful. Like, I didn't have to let the world in. Even people couldn't even come in your house. You know, it's like when you look out, say you could go to the store. And I love the mask and the hand washing and the 6 feet apart because the world was crashing in on me. And all of a sudden, everybody had to back up. The world slowed down. And I prayed for these things before the pandemic. I didn't know it was going to be that. But I prayed. I told God, I said, I need the world to slow down because I was drowning everything. So it literally stopped. Time stopped. Every problem I had stopped. And I had money. All of a sudden, I had unemployment. I got a $10,000 unemployment just into my account. I never had $10,000 before. And not only did I get $10,000, every week I got $1,200. Then after that, I took that money and started a business, which was a cleaning business, which they needed me because I was a cleaning business. All of a sudden, my business that I didn't even have was I had a contract. It's like God took all my prayers and made them come true. And now,
you know,
even with
go ahead. Finish your point. I'll speak after we go on.
I said, even after everything said and done, I'm back to the contract's over, everything, but the pay in the pay rate is changed. Like when I get a job now, I'm making $19-$20 an hour. Back then, I was making $14-$15. I couldn't pay for nothing. Yeah. I couldn't even eat. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting food stamps. Hadn't even qualified for food stamps. All of a sudden, my kids are eating. We were eating like Family Dollar, dollar pieces every day.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I have food. I have, I didn't have to pay car insurance. My tag was expired for over a year. Now I can ride around, and I ain't looking for the police, and they ain't looking for me. I just cannot believe life.
I'm so glad you gave a different perspective, because the perspective you just gave was the opportunity that the Most High gave you in all this to reassess and come out better. Seeking an opportunity out of this that most could take for granted. The Most High was in it. He slowed us all down where we had to do self-reflection, look into the part of our lives that needed correction, and it slowed down so you could catch up and do something better for you and your family. And I'm going to tell you, I seen that also, even within the church, that the church became better. And the people everything became better. The Most High gave us an opportunity to reassess, to get ready for what may come down the pipeline later. And that's a perspective that I didn't know we would get out of this. But a lot of us have seen a blessing through 2020. Because I believe every person, believers and unbelievers, were getting tested. And it's good to hear that you took that as an opportunity to reassess and do the things that you probably would not have been able to do otherwise without everything slowing down. So, hey, there was a lot of blessings that came out of this also, and I'm glad that you highlighted that. Thank you, sister.
Yes. Yeah, and I'd like to add one more thing. When they shut the sports down, my whole life sports had been something as far as men. And all of a sudden, the men could not watch sports. They had to be with us. And I never thought I would see a time where the stadiums were empty. Like, that was a blessing, too, in disguise, you know.
All right. I do have to go to the next call because the episode has ended, all right? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Thank you.
But I'm so glad, sister, you were able to get that out. Right now, the episode has ended. I apologize. I don't think I can let Sunshine end. Sunshine, hold what you have. I'll bring you in Friday because it says episode is over. I humbly apologize, sister, but please, I know you have copious notes. And so I'm going to open it up again where you can pick up, Sunshine. Keep your notes together because I want to hear your testimony about what happened with you when the world went totally, totally mad in 2020. With that, I'm going to say, Elder Lawyer, I'm going to say goodnight to you also. Thank you for all you do and the work. And thanks for assisting me with this review tonight. And I hope brothers and sisters will take this as a way to re-energize, get their spirit ready, because I believe something else is coming down the pipeline that we must be extra prepared for once they roll this out again. Thank you, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Good night. With